The state will continue its fight to defend Ohio's congressional map in court after a panel of federal judges ruled last week that the map is unconstitutionally gerrymandered. While the map came out of a deal between state lawmakers of both parties, Republicans and Democrats are at odds in the battle over it. Ohio Democratic Party Chair David Pepper says a fairly drawn congressional map of the bellwether state of Ohio wouldn't have 12 Republicans and 4 Democrats in every election since the map was created.
They don't expect it to be exact, but you'd expect to have not guaranteed 12-4.
Ohio Republican Party Chair Jane Timken doesn't defend the current map, but says given where each party's voters live, guaranteeing an even split would also be gerrymandering.
This artificial creation of what the statewide voter turnout and election results were on a specific congressional district. They need to represent the voters in that district.
The disputed map passed in 2011 after a bipartisan deal to avoid a second primary in 2012 that would have been just for congressional districts. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.